I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The lights are out.
Hurry, get to the lights, go out.
The game is over, and we're here to pick up the pieces. This is Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7, The Game.
Ooh, off a screen by Looney. Chest pass to Wiggins above the break. Three, got it! Bang for Wiggins! It's 113-100, and Miami calls a timeout.
Stick a fork in him, Tim.
Man.
They're done.
Stick a fork in them. They are done. But we are not done. We are just getting started. Warriors wrap up. Alan Siles, I'm back, filling in for Matt Kolsky. Sterling Bennett on the boards. And if you were listening last night, as you can already tell in the sound of my voice, the vibes are a little bit different. We are already having a better time than we were last night. And why wouldn't we? The Warriors, they did the unthinkable. They beat the number one team in the East. They were fully loaded. The Warriors were not. But fear not, Dub Nation. These Warriors are never done. Now, 888-957-9570. We want you to be a part of the discussion. As always, how you feeling? Was this the get right game? Was this the get back on track game? How do you feel? Because yes, they did it. Yes, they got the W. But you didn't have Draymond. You didn't have Klay. You didn't have Steph. You didn't have some of the core that you still want to see play together. But none of that matters right now. None of that matters. What matters is the Warriors got it done. 888-957-9570. I also want to know, who is your star of the game? There is so much to choose from here. Okay, you got four guys over 20. Jordan Poole, Wiggins, comeback game, we hope. Kuminga, and you know what I'm about to say. You know what I'm about to say that nobody saw coming. He's done it before, but it's been a while. And this guy, he takes a lot of heat all the time. So it's time for us to give him credit where credit is due. Damian Lee, step on up. Step on up. You deserve that. You deserve that. You take in a lot. Sometimes we've seen this in the past, but not all the time. But Damian Lee, thank you for your service and what you did for this Warriors team tonight. It was just something to see. You got the Heat fighting each other during a timeout and losing to two teams that don't have their stars in the Sixers and the Warriors. That'll do that to you. So they got some things to figure out. But this is not a Heat show. This is a Warriors show. So let's go through it. Jonathan Kuminga, plus 26, 22 points. And can I just say about Jonathan Kuminga, great game. And also, he really got the rookie whistle today. So many times where these calls could just go either way, and he has not been getting the call. Today was really bad. We know Kyle Lowry is good at that stuff. Jimmy Butler is also good at that stuff. So they put him in positions where they know he might struggle, and you have to put it in the ref's hands, and who are you going to pick between a veteran and a rookie? And it's not necessarily fair, but he still fought through it, and he was still a plus 26 in 30 minutes. Andrew Wiggins, 37 minutes, a plus 10 on the floor, 22 points. Kevon Looney, plus 8, only had 2 points, but he was in his Draymond bag tonight. The rebounds, the defensive rebounds, the steals, he had 2 steals. He was doing it all. Jordan Poole, is it time to say he's a bad man? Because he's turning into that as we see each and every day. That is the only fun thing. You never want to see Steph not on the floor. But when he's not on the floor, it turns into the Jordan Poole show. And you get to see him as the featured offensive piece in this offense when that happens. And obviously, we don't want to see it a lot because that means that Steph isn't playing. But you're putting up 30 points, plus 19, some crazy shots made, 10 for 18 from the floor, 7 for 13. I'll take it a step deeper. Andrew Wiggins, 3 for 3 from the foul line. It's only 3. But he did not miss a free throw. That's the type of night it was for the Warriors. That's what it was. Damian Lee gets 31 minutes, 9 for 9 from the free throw line. 22 points, a plus 5. Bielitsa, 4 for 4 from free throw. 9 points. GP2, 11 points. These guys, they understood the assignment, as the kids say. They all understood the assignment. Now, I don't know. I'm sure there was a lot of stuff said in that locker room. I'm sure Draymond did his thing. I'm sure Clay did his thing. I didn't necessarily see any reports of a full-blown team meeting. I'm sure Steve Kerr had some things to say as well. But I'm not taking anything away from the guys who laced them up tonight, got on the floor, and hung with a Heat team that you know was going to try to bruise you up, that you know was going to try to push you around. And on top of that, they basically did what the Warriors did these last two games, right? They're basically in that space now. Because you lose to a Sixers team that didn't have their guys, no Harden, no Embiid, and now you lose to a Warriors team with no Steph, no Klay, no Draymond. And now they have to handle that. It's the cycle that goes through the NBA. 888-957-9570. Text line, call line. How are you feeling compared to how you were feeling last night? It was a rough go. We tried to find the optimistic side of things, but it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy, but you got to battle through. Nobody had any clue at that time when we were doing that show who would be playing. You wake up this morning, you see, okay, Steve Kerr decides to go with these guys. And I'll tell you what, the way it came off to me was, and you should never feel like this, maybe you're not throwing the game, but hey, we are okay with losing this game. But that's why the game isn't played on paper. That's why you got to lace them up and you got to do what you do when it really goes down. And that's exactly what the Warriors did. The Heat, no one would ever say Jimmy Butler is the type of guy who just rolls the ball out and thinks that everything's going to be okay. And I'm not saying he did that. He had a quiet 20 points, I believe. But they did probably expect the Warriors to fold a little bit, right? When the Warriors got out to that lead, they gave up the lead. There was a little back and forth there. And the Warriors said, nah, man, we're not going down. Draymond said we were playing stupid. Said we were playing soft all over the media last night. And we want to prove him wrong. He's not even lacing up tonight. But we want to show him that we're not going to be scared of anybody. That we are, and these are guys that are going to be factors in the playoffs. This wasn't like they completely sold it. And I think that is the most positive thing about what the Warriors did tonight. The Kuminga, you're going to need him. Poole, you're obviously going to need him. Andrew Wiggins, you're going to need him. He only had 2 points in the first half. And I'm sure everybody was ready to rant and rave about Andrew Wiggins not showing up again. But he said, not so fast. I'm going to drop 20 in the second half and show you that I still can be the all-star starter that I was at the beginning of the season. Now, it's only one game. And you got to do it for more than one game. But to show up and hopefully break out of the slump that you've been in and move forward and become whatever fourth, third option that you're going to have to be for this team to be successful, this is a huge night for Andrew Wiggins. So 888-957-9570, is this the game that gets Andrew Wiggins back on track? Is this going to get overblown? We will see, because they're going to play in a couple nights. And we're going to see what Warriors team shows up at that moment. Who is your star of the game? Is it Jordan Poole, the up-and-comer? Is it Andrew Wiggins, the return? Is it Kuminga, the young buck? Is it Damian Lee? Can I call him the X-Factor tonight? Can I call him the X-Factor? Because we Damian Lee, he gets a lot of heat. He gets a lot of heat. But that's not to say it's not always fair. Right? But what he's doing And what he did tonight, albeit we haven't seen it that often, I don't really care about that because it needed to be done tonight. I don't want to go too far here, right? I don't want to go too far as to say this game saved the Warriors season. I'm not going to say it. I'm tempted. But it really does help to get a win like this when this thing could have continued to spiral. If the Warriors go out tonight, lay an egg, sure, it would have somewhat been expected because they didn't have their guys. But at the same time, you have to dig deep sometimes and understand what needs to be done. And look, we would have been okay. We would have been okay if it would even just a close game. Don't get blown out. But the Warriors did one better. They said, Dub Nation, we got you. Steph, we got you. Draymond, we got you. Clay, we got you. We're not going to let this thing spiral out of control. Now let's hear from Jose from Vallejo. Jose wants to talk about the Wiggins bounce back game and what he was able to do tonight for the Warriors. What's up, Jose?
Hey, how's it going? I just want to talk about the win today. I mean, maybe a lot of people counted us out today thinking that we couldn't do it, you know, especially without all the starters that were missing. But, you know, the second unit, we got to give it up to them, man. They went out there and they knew it was going to be a dogfight. They came through and they put up for the Dub Nation. And then Wiggins, he had a little slump, man. You know, it happens to the best. It happened to Curry. He was in a slump for a minute. I really do think this was a bounce back game for Wiggins. When everything's all said and done, like, he's not going to always have to be the number one option, you know. So when we get Curry back and the way Poole's been playing, like, Wiggins doesn't have to worry about being the second or third option. He could be cool with the fourth option, and that's okay with us, you know. But, hey, great win by Warriors. Let's go, Dubs.
I completely agree with that. Thank you for the call, Jose. I will say this, though. Wiggins, okay, let's go down the option list right now. You got Steph 1, that's obvious. Poole is 2. I think that's fairly obvious at this point. But at the same time, once you get past that, wouldn't it be nice if Wiggins could do something like this more often to give Clay a little bit more time? Because what we've seen from Clay, he's struggled a bit. He's trying to get back in his rhythm as quickly as possible. And I don't think it's necessarily fair to him. And I've sat here and said, look, Clay, if you're going to be on the floor, people are going to expect things from you. But at the same time, it's not really fair. But he got thrown into a situation where there are expectations, right? If the Warriors don't go on that 18-2 run and put themselves in a great position to do what they're going to do, you know, throughout this season and the championship or bust that's coming back again. Let's say the Warriors, they've been cruising in the 4th, 5th seed all season, maybe even 5th or 6th. It's a completely different approach when Clay comes back. Now, everybody would think when the Warriors get back, Clay is going to make them better. But this idea that Clay was going to take them over the top and do things that we haven't seen, you know, from the Warriors, and he's going to save them. He's still coming back. So if you're Andrew Wiggins and you can find who you were that first half of the season, now I think some of that is the fact that Clay did come back, and Wiggins and Poole were trying to figure out their spots there as well. But at the same time, you figured this out. You've understood, okay, Clay's going to be Clay. We have to figure out how we're going to fit into this offense. Jordan Poole is starting to figure it out, okay? And it maybe Andrew Wiggins is starting to figure it out here as well. So this idea that you can blame this on anybody for playing or not playing, this is a living, breathing thing, right? It is so fluid, and it goes from game to game. If the Warriors go out next game and they don't show up, we're going to be back in panic mode again because they're going to have Clay and they're going to have Draymond. And that's why I think it's a little interesting what happened tonight, because you didn't have Clay and you didn't have Draymond. And those are some of the guys that I think you want to see everything roll together, right? You want to see Clay go off. You want to see Wiggins go off. You want to see Poole go off. You want to see all of them do their thing. You haven't necessarily seen it over and over again, and that's what you're really hoping for. So 888-957-9570, text line, call line. Let us know how you're feeling. Let's hear some sound from Steve Kerr on just the game and trying to explain this win after last night's loss.
Sometimes the NBA doesn't make any sense. But you know, one thing I've learned is that, you know, these are greatest players on earth, and there's 30 teams, and the bad teams have great players. The good teams have great players. Everybody's human. You go through ups and downs, and it's a full 82. And that's why it's so important to just keep pushing ahead and not succumb to the noise and to the roller coaster nature of it all. You just got to keep pushing forward. And that's what our guys did tonight.
And there's multiple ways to look at this. Just at the end of the day, nothing is ever given, right? Like I said, I don't think the Heat necessarily tried to roll the ball out and think, oh, we're going to be okay. But at the same time, I don't think they expected this out of the Warriors. I don't think anybody expected this out of the Warriors. Let's hear from the 925 is on the text line right now. I hate to say it, but this game is evidence of how much Klay is hurting the team right now. It's more than missing bad shots. His reintegrations are also tough, and it's throwing off Wiggins. It's tough for me to admit that. It's tough for everybody to admit that. But you do have to admit that there are some things missing when Klay is rocking and rolling and trying to get into a groove. You can't really necessarily try to get into a groove every single game. And he's always been a volume shooter, but we haven't minded. It's a make or miss league. When it goes in, nobody minds. Nobody cares. But when it doesn't go in, now, oh, Klay, what are you doing here? What are you doing there? So I understand it. I also don't know what you do, because that's what's expected. And you do need offense from Klay to win a championship. So we need that happy medium, more so of, you know, Klay sitting on the bench or not, you know, being a part of the team at all. But maybe there is something to be said about, look, man, maybe you should cool off a bit with some of the shots. And that's the conversation that Steve Kerr is going to have with them. Let's hear from Mike in SF. He's got some more Wiggins praise for the bounce back Wiggins game. Mike, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, man? Probably the win of the season, because it's so unexpected. I certainly didn't expect them to beat the best team in the East and really just take it to them like they did. I expect the pool to ball out, because he's been showing that consistently. But game balls to Wiggins, who's key, who big time tonight, and that's what they need out of him, because you know the All Star Wiggins has disappeared, especially since Klay came back, and then he showed he can do it. But it's just a matter of consistency with him. Also, Kuminga was big time tonight. They needed. I don't know what the scoring was going to come to, and Wiggins and Kuminga, we talked about being an X factor. Wiggins showed up, and then Kuminga's that guy, and then another guy that takes a lot of heat, but D. Lee showed up big time off the bench, so he really led that bench mob, and they really needed all these points off, especially against one of the top defensive teams in the league in Miami there on the road. So just saw a game ball all around to all those guys. That was a much-needed win, because this team's been reeling. Now you got a road test against a team you should be beat. I'm not going to get ahead of myself, because – this team has shown they can lose to anybody. Washington is a team they should beat on paper, but we don't know how that goes. But it'd be huge if they can get two in a row here, because, you know, the last games, couple of games against Memphis are going to be difficult to win. But hats off to this, man. Big-time win in Miami, in a tough place to play. They got it done. They even got the Heat guys, Butler and UD, fighting there on the bench. So that was entertaining to watch for the Dubs fans. So just tip of the line, man, to all these guys, and hopefully they can keep this going, man. And before the playoffs begin and Curry gets back, thanks.
Yep. I mean, you're exactly right, Mike. This is something that nobody really expected. Nobody necessarily thought was going to happen, right? But you have to have that belief, and I will give kudos to whoever I got to give kudos to, because at the end of the day, this league changes so much from week to week. So from night to night, just last night, nobody knew what was going to happen with the Warriors. How do you have what could be arguably the best win of the season the night after what was arguably the worst loss of the season? And that is a testament to the Warriors. And this kind of was a throwback, right? Because we know they would not lose two in a row. They never lost two in a row. But as of late, really this season, you never really got too surprised when that happened because it was happening a little bit too often. So you put yourself in a position where now you basically can forget about the Orlando game because the idea that you were going to win both would have been great, but also I don't know that anybody would have penciled both of those in. So now you can kind of move forward. Okay, it was kind of a wash. Let's just do what we got to do. By the way, you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM, in HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Station, brought to you by DuckDuckGo, Privacy Simplified. Let's read some more texts. I mean, let's read some more texts. 707, maybe Clay to the bench, and let the starters be the ones that go off to that 18-2. The guys that went off to that 18-2 start, Clay and Kuminga can lead the bench just for this season. There was a thought process that might be a thing, and now all of a sudden, you know, it went away when Clay came back and dunked on somebody. But you're starting to see it's not really an indictment on Clay if that were to happen. Now, we don't want to freak out too much after one game, right, or a couple games. But at the same time, you have to understand that Clay is still coming back. So you're not sitting 100% Clay on the bench. You're sitting the Clay is that we are getting right now. You're sitting that Clay on the bench. And I don't think there's necessarily anything wrong with at least exploring that idea. Now, you don't have a lot of time to make it happen, but I think it's worth at least thinking about at this point. Let's go to Tony from Alameda. He wants to talk about how this could affect the playoff lineup. What's up, Tony?
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. Good evening. Yes, I'm just suggesting here we make it to the playoff. Make it three or number four seeds. You know, I noticed this lineup we have tonight. I don't know if it's a fluke. We won over a great team. I think number one seed in the East. Okay, I know they don't have Hero there, but we didn't have three great players, and we won tonight. And you know, for a while there, we were up by 19. And then I stand up, and I come back 20 minutes later. We're only up by three. I said, here we go again. But somehow they picked it up. Okay, as far as playoff, we'll make it. The lineup I'm thinking about here, how about if we sit down Clay just coming from the bench instead? We start Jordan Poole. We have a ball handler. We got a person who's young, speed, and he can create shots and drive, get into the free throw line. I mean, I don't see that from Clay. Clay's just a catch and shoot. And also Kuminga, maybe he could start over Wiggins. Wiggins, he's kind of off in the free throw, and he's not consistent. So that's my suggestion.
I think, and thank you for the call, Tony Alameda. I'm from Alameda, too, so shout out Alameda. Thank you for the call. And look, there should at least be conversations that are being had. I think it's okay with that. I don't think that it's, you know, it's completely out of the question to think about, hey, let's see what works. What do you, and not that the Warriors have been playing awful, but as the old saying goes, insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. And we're waiting to see the Clay of old. Two catastrophic injuries. It's not crazy to think that guy might not show up this season. Okay? And that's okay. That's not an indictment on Clay. But we also can't sit here and say that because, you know, and I know Tony talked about maybe taking Wiggins to the bench as well. I wouldn't go that far, and I know he's struggled, but there is something to be said about just the flow and the cycle of the team. And look, if Wiggins shows up like this, there will be no more conversations about Wiggins coming off the bench, but he's got to continue to do it. And for him to fight through only scoring 2 points in the first half and to get to 20 in the second half, you love to see that. But you can't always draw it up that way. It's weird because he is consistent, but sometimes it's just not enough, right? 13 points from Wiggins when you don't have Steph or Clay, that's just not going to get it done. And I think the thing about Wiggins is you rarely see when he takes that next step and kind of turns it on. We saw it against the Timberwolves when he dunked on Cat. We've seen it a couple times this season, specifically in the first half of the season, but you have to see it more often because you understand what he has to be. I wouldn't even call him the fourth option at this point with what Clay has going on. I would say it's basically 3A, 3B. You need one of them to go above and beyond. I think that's the bottom line. Doesn't have to be both of them. That would be great. We've seen that before, once or twice this season. But you need at least somebody to not necessarily pick up the slack. You just need another scorer. A lot of these teams, they have multiple scorers. Guys that you might not have even heard of before this season. The phone lines are on fire right now. And I just love it. I just love it because this is what... this is what the game is all about. Sometimes you're hot, sometimes you're cold, but at the end of the day, Dub Nation is always going to be ready for what the Warriors can possibly accomplish. So let's go to Coach P in Fremont. He wants to talk about the pool party. We've been talking about Clay a lot. Let's talk about the pool party.
Well, the pool party was fantastic tonight. First of all, great show. You know, love it like always. You know, good evening to everybody in the Bay. And this is a victory day. Honestly, on this Wednesday, you know, I mean, just loving the fight they gave. Jordan Poole with his finesse to the rack and hitting the splash out in the threes, which was needed because obviously missing Curry, everyone knows that, missing Clay because, you know, this is what it is on a back-to-back, he don't play. But, you know what I mean, the young guys stepped up, the bench stepped up. Kuminga, man, that was not a foul that he fouled out on, but, you know, whatever it is, what it is, other guys came in and played. And I just want to give, you know, a shout out, almost like an apology to kind of, you know, to the Abialita and Damian Lee. Because honestly, when the talks about Clay and Trayvon coming back, it was like, well, who's going to lose the minutes? And honestly, a couple of Warrior fans, including myself, were ready to just kind of throw them off. You know what I mean? Just let them, you know, they're done. That's it. You know, let them go on their duties. But nah, they came in, they stepped up. You know what I mean? And it just shows this strength of numbers. This is how we're going to do it. You know, all this talks about Clay coming back the way he was, Trayvon. Hey, it might be that these guys ain't going to be what they used to be, and this youth needs to step up, and that's what they did tonight, and I love the victory. Love the show, guys. Go Dud!
Thank you, Coach P and Fremont. It was a pool party. It was a party all around. Even Bielitsa got in on the action. He fired one from, I mean, it wasn't, I might have been still from Orlando, how far it was, and we know he does that, and when they don't go in, we get very upset with him, but at the same time, you know, you're going to need him to make buckets, especially in these games, and we don't know what the playoff rotation is going to look like, but you do need guys to step up, and I got the text line right now, 888-957-9570, and we have the first one that just came in, from the 240, this is one darn game, settle down. Settle down. I don't think we want to settle down because of how low everybody was yesterday. I don't think anybody wants to settle down. And at the same time, this wasn't a situation where the Heat didn't have their guys. This is a real win, and this is a real win with guys that are going to get legitimate minutes during the postseason. And that is why I think that this is the most exciting part of it. Oh, and by the way, it was the best team in the East. And nobody is saying, like I said, look, if I get back on the horn or get back on the line and the Warriors, they lose the next game or whatever the case is, yeah, we will examine that and talk about that as well. But you did see what the Warriors can do when their guys, when their non-core three guys are able to show up. Now, Mr. Sessions from the Bay Bridge wants to talk to me. He wants me to start with the Clay slander. It's not just me, Mr. Sessions. It's also the text line. So it is not just me, by the way. What's up, Mr. Sessions?
Hey, how's it going tonight, my man? I appreciate you taking the call. And just thank you for bringing the energy. Like you said, even if it's just, you know, one win tonight, I'm really proud of the team. I want to make sure, you know, all the Warrior fans, we get ahead of this, though. Let's not start jumping the gun and saying we need to bench Clay Thompson. What I really loved about tonight's game is that we saw contributions from all of our guys off the bench. Wiggins came back with an extremely great game. And what I really like to see, too, and we can't undermine his contributions, is the return of Gary Payton Jr. Like GP2 being back in the lineup, we instantly are seeing that great added defense, on-ball play. And if we start to think about the lineup that Kerr was working on before Curry went down, we still need to look at the upside of Poole, Thompson, and Curry all on the court together. That was a dangerous offensive lineup that we were just scratching the surface with right before Curry went down. So I think this is a great game to have built some momentum on, let all the role players kind of feel their, you know, get get the feet back under them. Draymond's message was felt because we came out and played physical. And it's time that we just keep this momentum up. Let's watch the defense. I think the offense will always come together. But let's hold off on trying to put at least Klay Thompson on the bench talks. That's still our guy who we know is going to have a flamethrower when we need him. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Mr. Sessions. And, look, I think you bring up a good point because it's not like these guys have played together a ton, right? So the idea that you can just mix and match and hey, now Klay, these guys do good on their own or they've done well on their own, so they're all going to be okay when we just throw them together. No, that's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. And I think that we need to understand it. I think the issue is that we haven't been able to see them play together a lot. And when you're not able to see them play together a lot, and then you do see them and it doesn't look great, that's why you start thinking, well, look, how much time are they going to have to play together before the playoffs start? And that's what we don't really know. Now, obviously, Klay is back. They just took the night off. You finally got Draymond back, and now you have Steph. Steph is the one I would probably worry about the least as far as dropping him back in. You'd love to see Poole playing with Klay and Wiggins all rolling together with Draymond doing his thing. And then you get the Kamingas of the world and the Moses Moody's of the world and the GP2s of the world doing their thing. And dare I say, the X Factor, Damian Lee. Is he back? Well, he was back tonight, and he gets so much slander. So that's why I'm letting Damian Lee enjoy his time. I don't know. What are they going out in Miami, you think, Sterling? They're just going to chill, right? They got to chill. They got to chill because they understand what needs to be done. And I don't know what was said in that locker room, right? But this is a night that the Dubs should be celebrated. This is a night where Dub Nation should feel better because I'll tell you what. If anybody that thinks that this isn't a big game, I want you to sit there, close your eyes, and think in your mind, how would you feel right now if they lost again? How would you feel in your mind if they lost by 10, 11, 12, 15 points? And I know their guys weren't there, but you still wouldn't feel great. It could have been a spiral. But you know what? These guys stepped up and stopped the spiral, which is exactly what they needed to get this done. So you got to love that. You got to love that. Look, this is the Warriors wrap up. We are just getting started, okay? Allen Styles filling in for Matt Kolsky. It is a win Wednesday here at 95.7 The Game. And when we get back, we're going to keep talking about the win and what this means for the winning Wednesday Warriors. We'll be right back.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Adebayo dribbles, pass stolen by Wiggins. Wiggins will drift to the right side. Early offense as Miami gets back. Poole catches from downtown. Jordan Poole by the hash mark. The Warriors lead 66-50. He's got 18.
Now back to Warriors Wrap Up on 95.7 The Game.
Warriors Wrap Up, 95.7 The Game. Allen Stiles filling in for Matt Kolsky. And look, I don't know how many W's we can fit in today, but the Warriors wrap up on a Wednesday after a win. That does sound good. That's got a great ring to it. I can tell you that much. But we want to hear from Philmo Mike quickly. 888-957-9570 is always a number. Philmo Mike, you cannot wait to see the whole team together. But brother, I'm telling you, I agree. What's up with you?
Oh, yeah, man. I just wanted to mention that because it's like you wait for Clay to get back, you wait for Wiseman, it don't happen. So we never really seen the full team together. The win is very encouraging. Poole's confidence, very encouraging. Reminds me of Monte Ellis had like a 2 month stretch when Jason Richard was still there, where he was just lights out. Kaminga's confidence, you can just see him growing and understanding and realizing the moment of clarity is like every game for him, like, man, this guy can't stop me. I could blow by him. I'm stronger than him. But to see, I can't wait to see the whole team come together. I think they can still fine-tune in the playoffs, but they got to finish strong so they're not playing a super strong, tough caliber team. You have a great show, bro. Keep doing your thing, buddy.
Thanks, man. Thank you, Philmo Mike. And look, we all want to see the team together. I would love nothing more than to see the full team together, and we all want to. And days like today and nights like tonight, when you do see the guys step up in a way that makes you feel great about what the Warriors could possibly get to, the ifs, right? If they can continue to do this, if Wiggins can be who he was tonight, if Poole can continue to score at this clip, if Kuminga continues to ascend. They might have the most ifs going into the league as far as the teams are concerned, but if they hit on all of them, just like we've heard before from Barbosa, we're going to be championship. We're going to be championship again. So it's a great night for the Warriors, and it's a great night for Dub Nation. I'll give you that much. And we talked about before the break, did Draymond possibly say something to the team? And Kuminga goes ahead and tells, you know, the media during the press conference that is exactly what happened. Let's hear from Kuminga.
Before he came and tell you guys that, he shut the door in the locker room and yelled at everybody to wake up. And he said the same thing to everybody. It's not like he went out there and just talked to the media. Like, he literally talked out to everybody, coaches, everybody that was in the locker room at the time. So, and we kind of needed that because he's one of our leader. So just him speaking about things like that, you know, it's helping at the end of the day.
Look, like I said, I want to give as much credit as I can to the guys that laced them up, right, and did what they needed to do when the Warriors were down, but they were not out. But you do have to give kudos for Draymond. We know he talks a lot, but he always has something insightful. We know he's charismatic, and you know that he sat there and probably not necessarily wrote something down, but knew he wanted to say something that would get these guys back in the right frame of mind. Now you also got to do it when you're on the court too, Draymond. Now when it's Clay and it's Draymond and it's Steph, you got to do that too. And we know Steph's not going to be back for a little bit here, but you got to keep it rolling. You cannot take a step back at all. 888-957-9570 is the call line and the text line. 707 is chiming in. It's one darn game, but it's one of the final ones left, and this could have been a penciled in loss. A road split, you take every single time. Could not agree with you more. Could not agree with you more. You could sit there and they could have rolled over and they could have just said, you know what? It's not our night. Maybe Jordan Poole goes off, but it doesn't really matter who else does what. No, 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 no. This is the Warriors. They are championship caliber. Even when their core three isn't playing, because they understand. When you talk about a culture, when you talk about a winning culture, this is where you're going to have to dig deep. And we're not getting too far ahead of ourselves, because they got to do it again and again and again. Memphis just won and beat the Nets without Ja Morant. So they're not messing around. We understand that, okay? They did get a game on the Jazz, because the Jazz did lose to the Celtics. So it's just a great night all around for the Warriors. Let's hear from Adam in Milpitas. He just wants to talk Dubs. What's up, Adam?
Yo, what's going on, Alan? I just want to, first of all, just say what's up. It's nice to be doing some sports talk with you again. How you living, man?
I was pretty sure it was you, but I didn't want to jump the gun. I don't know how many Adams are in Milpitas, so I had to hear your voice yet. How you doing, man?
It's only one that matters. The Warriors matter right now, and I've been hearing a lot of Warrior fans sounding like Rob Schneider and Waterboy talking about, we suck again. Man, we got it going on. We got some injuries. We got some hiccups. It doesn't matter. All that matters is winning 16 games at the end of the season, and things aren't looking perfect, but they're looking better than they were yesterday. Am I right?
You are right, and thank you for the call, Adam. These are the nights where you do feel good about the Warriors, when you think about what they could be. But how many times are we going to be able to, one, see this whole team together, and two, see them play this well together? They've had some of these pieces, all the pieces besides Wiseman together and Iguodala, if we're counting Iguodala, and they haven't been able to show up in this way. But As it goes, as the ebbs and flows of the season goes, we know they got a shot. And speaking of having a shot, let's get to the shot of the game presented by the County of Santa Clara.
Poole has to save it from going backcourt. Now drives around Butler, takes the three off the dribble. Banked it home! The Bank of Miami was open, and Poole made a deposit. Timeout, Miami. 63-50. 13-0 start to the second half for the Warriors.
That was the shot of the game presented by the County of Santa Clara. Book a COVID-19 booster shot now at sccfreevax.org or call 211. And what a shot it was. I mean, there were multiple shots. The Wiggins shot, the Poole banked in shot. This is just outstanding when you see it all come together. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? Now, Steve Kerr and this coaching staff and this team and Draymond and Clay and everybody that's in Miami, they could not have drawn this up better. They really couldn't have, because you got everything you wanted. Wiggins comes out again. Jordan Poole stays hot. Kevon Looney does what he does. Kuminga continues to take steps. You got everything that you could ever want from this team. Let's get to it again. Kuminga, plus 26, 22 points. Wiggins, plus 10, 22 points. Kevon Looney, plus 8. We're not talking about the 2 points. We're talking about the 16 rebounds and the steals. And you know the stuff that doesn't show up in the scorebook as every elementary, middle school, high school coach, college coach tells you? Looney did those things tonight. He's on the ground. He's jumping around. He's sacrificing his body. And he's sacrificing his body after all the miles that have been put on his body this season, because you haven't had Wiseman and you didn't have Draymond for a long stretch. And he's still doing what needs to be done to get this W. He understands the assignment. Jordan Poole, plus 19, 30 points. Bielitzo, give me a plus 6, Bia, 9 points. Okay? And Damian Lee, we calling him the X Factor tonight. Because if Damian Lee doesn't score 22 points, this team doesn't win. This team doesn't win. It's very simple. Plus 5 from Damian Lee. And GP2 with a quiet 11 points as he continues to work himself back. So wins all around for this Warrior squad. There is nobody that should have anything negative to say about this Warrior squad after tonight, but we know it's a night-by-night basis. It's day-by-day. It's game-by-game. So you can't necessarily come out and not show up this next game. Then nobody's going to care about what they just did, because this is an opportunity to get back on the right track. This is an opportunity to continue to move in the right direction. You're running out of time. Right? You're running out of time to put it all together. And again, yes, you don't have Steph. We're not really worried about bringing Steph back. We understand that Steph is a guy that's going to, he's going to be Steph. Steph is going to be Steph. Nobody's going to be worried about Steph. And I would also say, I worry less about Steph than I actually did about Draymond. Everybody thought Draymond was going to be this plug and play guy, you know, that as soon as he comes back, everybody's going to be back. Draymond's another guy with a lot of miles on him. Draymond's another guy who has to find his way with these newer guys. And Draymond has played a lot of this season, I know, but this thing, he hasn't played that much with Klay. So they're all trying to get back on the right track. They're all trying to do what they need to do to continue to get back on this winning path. He thinks they're going to be championship. Last night we were saying, Draymond, I don't know what you're talking about. Not to say it's not true, but you can't do what you're doing right now and lose to Orlando Magic with 20 wins and talk about championships. But after tonight, when you see what their ceiling can be, albeit without their guys, that's what we want to see next. That's the next iteration of this. Seeing what they could be prime time with all their guys. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to see into the playoffs, but we know it's in there. So that's the thing. Damian Lee, we're not going to expect, you know, 20 points from you every game. But if you got it for one game where somebody else might be off, we'll take that. We will take that. And we will take that as a wrap for the Warriors wrap-up. Alan South filling in for Matt Kolsky, 95.7 The Game. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And we will talk to you very soon.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.